Blog Talk Radio.
Then, Lord, when we come down to the end of this journey,
never to walk this way no more. We ask that you will give us a home in your kingdom, where we will rest, rule, and abide with thee henceforth, now forevermore. And everybody say amen. All right. We thank God for the journey, y'all. Life, health, and strength, as I was saying. And we got a couple of announcements that we'll make on the top of this thing. Like I said, I joined forces with another brother of mine that I've been knowing Brother Dawkins now for about 15 years. Better. I saw him on YouTube, and he was doing the same thing I was doing. And very, very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable in the word. I call him a general. I call myself a little colonel. I don't call myself a general. But I really call Brother Dawkins a general. I give him the honor because God knows his word. And we have hooked up and joined the team. And matter of fact, we got a special study coming up on tomorrow at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And I'm quite sure we'll be aired on Facebook as well as YouTube. Because I've spoken with him. We already got everything set up and ready to go. So I'm just letting y'all know that and from the get-go. To say, you know, like I said, tonight's study is a really special study coming from direct by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Because he's been dealing with me with this here for quite some time. But I not dealt with it on the Bible study until tonight. And I've touched on certain aspects of it and everything, but not really down to the bone, the meat and potatoes of it as I got prepared for tonight. And I did, you know, like I say, I can only just bring it forth. I cannot make, it's just like leading a horse to the water. You can lead him there, but you can't make him drink. So in other words, we do, me, and I know I speak from Brother Dawkins as well, we don't do these things for no glory, because all glory belongs to God, but we do it as a mandate, as a gift, and what God had given us, a calling that we had, and we are fulfilling that calling. But like I say, dealing with people, you have to be very, very, in other words, tonight's Bible study, I think it's going to tell y'all a lot, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. And the scripture that, I'm jumping ahead of myself, the scripture, the song that I'm going to use tonight, that I want to make reference, is a very, very familiar song, the old tune, but it is very fitting for what I'm going to be dealing with here on tonight. The song said, there's a storm out on the ocean. I used to sing this song a good while back, long time ago. I used to sing it and play it at the keyboard. I went, especially if I have to start off a song at keyboard impromptu and don't have a choir leader, don't have a choir member leader, I would just take off with that in a minute. He said, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. That is the song I want to make reference on tonight. And just in case somebody may not know what I'm talking about, I'm going to try to just sing just a little bit of it, one little line, one little portion of the refrain that says, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. That's all I'm saying. But that is the song I want to make reference. And you listen at that, the words to that, and you listen to this Bible study tonight, you will see exactly it is very relevant to what the Holy Spirit is talking tonight. So we got to move on, y'all, okay? I'm like John P. Key now. We got to move on. We want to be coming tonight, and I'm going to use the technology again. You got it, so you might as well use it. This is what I try to tell people. This is why you need to learn how to do more on a PC in a computer or whatever than just play games. I tell Bonnie this all the time. You need to learn how to use it because there's a lot of other stuff that it can do besides that. And tonight we're going to come from St. John, Gospel according to St. John, chapter number 15. And I'm going to let the computer do the walking for me here. So y'all just stand by and listen very well. I'm going to do five verses, verses 1 through 5, and we'll stop at verse 6. So this is where tonight's study is going to be based around. Stand by.
John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. May God have a blessing to the reader, hearer, and the doer of his holy word. And from that fifth verse, I don't have to even use the topic, y'all, but if we just had to have one, and for those of you that's just got to have a subject or a topic, I would use this for this. Coming from that fifth verse, he said that he was the branch. I am the branch. I am the vine. You are the branches. But without me, ye can do nothing. When we will come from that fifth verse there, and we will use for a subject matter tonight, and it'll be this. God has already fixed it. So we need to sit down. God has already fixed it, so we need to sit down. All right, y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. As soon as it's over, you may know before it's over. And may God add a blessing, like I said, to the reader, hearer, and the doer of his word. Number one, y'all, there's been a lot of talk, and I've had quite a few questions and comments that have come toward me since I've been doing this Bible study. Many, and like I told you, there have many came and many have gone. And I've even had people that say that, the thing about it, like, everybody got things that they are involved in, and some more so than others. And you cannot make people do anything. You cannot make people do anything. You can only just go on and abide by what God has ordained and a mandated for you to do. God told me to teach, and so that's what I'm doing. Regardless of whether it be anybody in the lobby or at all, I'm going to still do the Bible study because that's what he told me to do. See, remember, God has already fixed it, so we need to sit down. See, this is where the lesson is coming from on tonight, and that's not because I got my glasses on, just in case I see somebody chime in the window there, I'll be able to see it pretty good because them levels are so small. And right now, my eyesight is not like it used to be, y'all. But at any rate, God has already fixed it. So we need to set up. Now, when I say set up, the Spirit is not saying just sit down on your do nothing. We ain't talking about that kind of set up. But what we need to do is we need to get out of God's way. Jesus told us in John 15. He let us know who was the husbandman, which is God, the Father. The Son is the vine. God, the Son, which is Jesus, he is that vine. And us, we are the branch. We are the branch. Now, brothers and sisters, let me, in case y'all, some of you may, I ain't trying to insult nobody's intelligence. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to insult anybody's intelligence, but I got to tell it just the way the Spirit gives it to me. Some of us may not even know the meaning of what Jesus just said there about the tree. In other words, about God being the husband, and then he is the vine, and then we are the branch. But I'm going to let you know something. Thus says the Lord. You see, a branch, we are the branches with the husband. Let's start with the husband, which is God, the Father. Now, those of you that who do not know what a husband is, in the Bible, that is used like the word a farmer or a caretaker, but a farmer, really. Because the farmer is the one that cultivates the land, plants the seeds to make things grow, and then he goes back and he weeds it and purges it and everything. He cuts away dead stuff from the vines and the tree and whatnot. He cuts it away. The husband, God, the Father, is the one that initiates and makes certain that the tree or the vine gets all the nutrition in through the vine. And which is the vine is Christ, Jesus, God the Son, sends it all through God the Son. And guess what? We are the branches. And the branches is connected to the vine. And then what the vine do? The vine supplies all of the nutrition from God the Father, the one that cultivates, and that goes through the vine, and it gets to the branches. Listen at that now, brothers and sisters. It gets to the branches through the vine. Now, the vine, which is love, all the vine got to do is just stay connected. All the branches got to do, excuse me, I'm slipping the tongue, y'all. All the branches have to do is just stay connected to the vine, and they'll be all right. If you look at a tree, the branches don't do nothing, hang there. Have you noticed that? That's all the branches do. And guess what? When they produce fruit, if you look at them, now, you Northerners, I know y'all talk about us Southerners, about the way we talk, but we got a way of just making things a little bit plainer, I think. We just tell it straight. We don't use a whole lot of big words, but we make certain that what we say, you know what we're talking about. But at any rate, a branch doesn't do anything but just be on the vine, and it bears fruit. Okay, that's what it's supposed to do, bear fruit. But that's still, you're not in God's way. When you're doing what you're supposed to do, we are the branch. Have you ever looked at a, go to a peach tree, go to a plum tree, go to a pear tree, go to a pecan or pecan if you're from the north. They don't say pecan. We do say pecans here in the south. The northern might say pecan. But we said pecan. But anyway, go to that tree. You don't see no branch on a pecan tree or a peach tree or a pear tree. You don't see none of them branches on that tree doing this. I'm trying to be a pecan. I'm trying to be a pecan. You don't see that. I'm trying to be a pear. I'm trying to be a pear. See, that's the problem. We are trying to do something that we weren't designed to do. Remember what Jesus said. I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman, and you are the branches. All you got to do is stay connected in Jesus. Hence my song tonight, as long as you anchored in Jesus, you won't drift away. You see, that's the point. But now, if you look at what Jesus said, about the branches abiding in the vine, and about his father being the husband, he said, any vine, any branch that's in me that does not bear fruit, my Father cut it away. Y'all know what that means. Those of you that know anything about horticulture and planting, you cut away dead stuff from it, because you don't, it'll make the whole plant, the whole thing mess up. It won't grow. You got to cut the dead stuff away. He said, any branch that's in him that doesn't bear fruit, my Father plucks it out. Uh-oh. Oh, my Lord. Here we come, y'all. Here we come. But this still doesn't mean that you are busy doing anything. You just ain't doing the proper thing. Because he don't mean for you to just sit down on your do-nothing. No, that ain't what it means. But what we need to do is get you. I'm trying to do, see, that's your problem. You try. You ain't got to do nothing. God has already fixed the thing. He got the system in place. Only thing you got to do is just stay connected to Jesus. If you stay connected to Jesus, you will bear fruit. But see, our problem is you too busy looking at my fruit. I got a big green, a big nice apple on my branch, and y'all may not be as big as mine, but as long as you got an apple on your branch, you still bearing fruit. This is what the Lord is speaking of, y'all. When he's talking about we just need to stop trying to be and compare ourselves to other people and to other members of the body of Christ. Or just trying to compare yourself to people, period. Everybody got weaknesses. Everybody got strength. Everybody got weaknesses and everybody got strength. The parable, this parable of the vine and branches is brilliant. Jesus knows exactly what to do and what to tell us about this here. He letting you know the branch, all the branch got to do is lay back in the vine. And as long as Jesus is getting the nutrition from the Father, it's going to get to me. And I'm going to bear fruit. Now, man, my apple may not be as big as your apple, man. Bonnie, you might have a few more apples more on your branch than mine. But as long as I got an apple on it, I'm bearing fruit. This is what Jesus was trying to get us to see. We need to stay out of God's way. Now, let me show you, though, what will hinder your fruit. I think everybody ought to have that now about what I'm saying. I wish the whole world could hear this message. It's a lot of people on social media should hear it. I'm going to touch on that before I go tonight. And if I don't, I want somebody to type it in the window to remind me, because I'm going to touch on social media to show you what I'm talking about. So we want to see now what stops this fruit. Well, let's see. We got some temperamental folks. Temperamental folks. Uh-oh. Here we go. This one, I know I ain't going to have nobody come to my Bible study next week, because I'm going to tell it. Here we go. What is temperamental? What is temperamental? That is a person likely to become upset or angry. I mean, just upset or angry or unpredictable in their attitude and behavior or performance. That's what a temperamental person. You don't know how to walk around a temperamental person. Because they just get upset in the spur of the moment. The least little thing might key them off and whatnot. And that will stop you, my brother and my sister. Even though you're in the vine, that'll stop you from bearing good fruit. See, what we want to do, we don't want to stop bearing fruit. We don't have to worry about how much fruit as long as we bearing fruit. That's what Jesus said. The branch in him that does not bear fruit, my Father cuts it away. So you got people in the body of Christ that are very temperamental. Oh, yeah. You will look for that to be in the world, people that have not come to Christ. You will look for that. But we got people that's actually in the body of Christ that are so temperamental, the least little thing will spark them, and they're unpredictable. They get angry and upset. They'll quit going to church, quit speaking to the preacher, quit speaking to the minister of music because I didn't let them sing. Come on, y'all. That hinders your fruit right there. That's number one. Temperamental. Oh, I can speak all night on that stuff because, and like I say, remind me to go to the social media before I get through with this here message tonight. I've had people that have say to me that a lot of people, you know, that used to come to the Bible study, which I know, and I did lose a lot of contact with those people. But as I told y'all, I don't get upset about that because it's not my Bible study. I'm the one that God's using to bring it forth. God done the work and already done the work. So who's in here is supposed to be in here. Now, we can say that a lot of folks ought to have been in here and a lot of people think, well, we know that too. But you can't wait around with people because people are dipping and diving in every little old bit of thing. They're going from two to fro in every little thing. Every wind of doctrine they try, they're jumping. And this is how come you can't bear fruit. They got the tree planted, but they pulling it up. Every time they get a good planting, they pulling it up, putting it somewhere else. putting it somewhere. You'll never bang on fruit like that. Temperamental people. All right? That's one thing to stop fruit bearing. Number two. Y'all, I hope that y'all are getting this. I hope that y'all are getting this. Number two. Judgmental people. Oh, my brother. Oh, my brother. Now we talking. Judgmental. Amen. Judgmental person. Well, an excessive critical point of view about everybody. A very critical, excessive point of view about everybody. They got nothing good to say about nobody if they catch them in a fault. But they don't realize that we all got shortcomings. We ain't none of us got this thing figured out. And everybody has a past. So now, just, why would you be so, you're being so judgmental because somebody else is caught in a fault. And you ain't got no mercy for them. But nevertheless, when the table turns and you get in trouble and you fall down, you want everybody to have mercy on you and sympathy. Oh, my God. People, judgmental person, that will stop you from bearing fruit. That will stop you from bearing fruit. Because you are so critical about, I'm sure you could do like that. I ain't never done this. And well, okay, that's good. Thank you. We applaud you that you ain't never done that. But you've done something. And a sin is a sin. It ain't no big sin and no little sin. But remember, God has fixed it. So you can go somewhere and sit down. You need to rest in the vine branch. You're a branch. You can't do nothing. You just a branch. That stay connected in the vine. And you won't have to be so busy trying to try stuff because there ain't nothing you can do no way. Remember, Jesus said, my husband, my father's the husband. He's the one to take care of this tree. I'm the trunk. I'm the vine. You the branch. Without me, you can do nothing. He telling you, sit down somewhere and rest. Stop trying because you are never going to be able to do this thing. You are never going to be able to walk the walk perfect because all of us got weaknesses. We're going to meet. God is not going to allow me to do this thing flawlessly because if I can do it, that means you can do it. That means the whole world can do it. And there would not have been no need for him to send his son. He's not going to allow nobody on this planet to not need him. Therefore, you always going to make some mistakes, brother preacher, sister teacher, brother teacher, yes, sister evangelist, brother evangelist, every one of them got fault. Don't you look at nobody that's in the body of Christ, but not just because they might be a superstar leader, a bishop, or apostle, or whatever they might be. Don't you think that they live no perfect life because that's a lie. They got weaknesses just like you and me. Oh, yeah. They may not advertise it. They may not advertise it when they up there on Sunday morning in front of that camera. But they got weaknesses and stuff. They deal with stuff just like you and I because they're human. Why? Apostle Paul went into the third heaven. Apostle Paul could vote. But he said, well, a thorn was given to him in his side. We do not know what that is. We don't, but I'm quite sure it was some sort of weakness that he had. I don't heard other ministers say this myself. That to keep him humble because he saw so much. He saw so much. My brothers and sisters, this is why I don't judge folks. Because I remember me. I was a mess. And I ain't got it. I ain't worked it out yet. 60 years and I still ain't got it figured out. And guess what? I don't worry about it. Because what? Jesus already done told me there ain't nothing I can do. Only thing I can do is stay rested in him. Knowing when I do wrong, Father God, the Lord is not wringing his hand, oh, I don't believe Ernest did that. God already knew I was going to make a mess. That's why he sent Jesus. God already knew you were going to make a mess. He already knew all of us were going to make a mess. All of us are messy. All of us need a diaper change. Every one of us need a diaper change. This is how we can't judge nobody. So that will stop your fruit bearing. Now, I know I posted this thing on Facebook. I posted this on Facebook. And like I told y'all, I don't think that people are going to drop what they are doing to come and hear a Bible study taught by me. Now, perhaps if it was taught by some big quote, big shot, whatever, a big shot preacher, teacher, one that got millions of dollars and done wrote millions of books, got thousands of members inside their little Bible study or church. See, we love the spectacular, but a lot of times we miss our blessing because we're trying to follow the big guy. Most of these, and I'm just going to say what I'm saying, because I'm jealous of no one. No one can say that about me because that is something that's not my pet peeve. Now, I got weaknesses, but that's not one of them. I ain't jealous of you, Brother Hammerman, because what you do. If anything, I'm going to try to help you do what you are doing, if I can help you in a way. But the best thing for me to do is stay out your way and let you paint. I'll come and look at you paint, but now don't put no brush in my hand. I used to do a little paint, but I ain't did no paint in years. So I ain't going to do nothing but mess you up. See, in other words, this is the thing that I'm trying, that the Spirit is saying tonight about us judgmental, temperamental people. Number one. All right. Number three, we mood swingers. I told that. Get out of the way of people that got their mood swing. Let you start swinging with them. Some people, they change with the phase of the moon. When they are not getting their way, they ain't got no, they get the mouth poked out, they get a bad attitude, and then they want everybody around them to have a bad attitude. I told you, I call it mad dog syndrome. A dog that's gone mad, if he's rabid, every dog he come in contact with will go mad. This is the way we have a lot of these mad dogs in the church. And these big shots, these big bad fellows that, you know, let me handle it, brother Pastor. Let me handle it. You ain't going to handle nothing. God has already fixed you. Let me go set yourself down somewhere and hush. That's what we need to do. Rest in the Lord. We got a set of rules for everybody else. Then we got a set of rules for our own sake. And like I said, I did post it to let everybody know that Spirit has spoken. Spirit has spoken. And it's still speaking. But like I say, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. You can only just do what God, you do your job what God tells you to do. That's the only thing. Jesus said, I am the vine, remember. You are the branch. You just stay in me, and then you will bear fruit. But these are some of the things that stops us from bearing fruit. Last thing I want to say is that we cannot have a set of rules for everybody else and a set for ourselves, y'all. One size fit all. One size fit all. If you say that you have been born again, amen, this ain't got nothing to do now with working and trying, because you can't do nothing. But this got something to do with being born again. If you're born again, you're into the vine, which is Jesus. All you got to do is rest in the Lord. And it is already done. He will, by and by, through the Holy Spirit, it will get you where you need to be. You'll bear much, much, much more fruit. Stop being jealous of somebody else's fruit and bear your own. And bear your own. And I told y'all that I was going to get to the social media. And I'm going to try to do this in about maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And then I know my great spirit will be over with Block Talk on the phone over there too. I'm going to try to do this in about 3 to 4 minutes or more or less. We got a lot of, you know, programs and stuff that we didn't have years ago. Because when I started my Bible study, there was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. No Instagram. I think it was only YouTube when I started. When I started my Bible study, I think it was only YouTube, and I think it was Yahoo. But I think Yahoo was just about to phase out at that time. But at any rate, God has given us this technology, y'all, for a reason, that we use it to benefit kingdom building. That's what we should. Another thing, God is not wanting us to sit around with our head now like this all day long. That's just an outside show to the world. God knows that you got a lot and stuff that you like to do. There's other form of entertainment that we like. I love music all kinds. I listen to funk music all day long. Because why? Because I want to listen to it, and I ain't got the answer to you. See what I mean? I ain't got the answer to you. Social media, though, we got a lot of things that's going on. We got a lot, especially in Facebook, you can see it. People quote scripture, and, you know, they do a lot of scripture quoting. And I ain't got nothing to do with that because I can't help the way other people use their computer. I can only control mine. But it is my prayer, y'all, that as we quote these scriptures and putting them up there on that like that, I am praying and hoping to God that we are trying our best to stay in the vine and stay connected to Jesus so we can bear some fruit behind those scriptures that we quote. That is my prayer. And then you got a lot of etiquette that goes along with this thing. We want, like I told you, we got a set of rules for everybody else, and then we got a set of rules for us. We make them up as we go. But some of us need to learn, and I'm quite sure, Brother Hapman, you done seen this too. They got some strange courtesies. You got some people that will actually see you online, and you're supposed to be their contact. They'll come online after you. You're already online. I think I've talked about this one time before. If I'm already online and you are my contact, and we call ourselves contact with each other friends, well, if I'm already online and you come on and see my status and you see I'm online, regardless of whether you know I'm you don't know what I'm doing, but you do see that I'm online. It is your place to contact me. Not you come on there and sit around and wait for somebody to contact you. That is out of order. Now, you know, that's out of order. Remember, the Bible says, in so many words, we reap what we sow. This is sort of the thing that we look at this thing. When you see that people are not doing certain things in order, and then when something happens to them and the table turns, well, they have a problem. Why? Because the table don't turn now. See, you're getting treated just the way you treated somebody else. You didn't have no courtesy to do what was right. So somebody else had that same set of rules that you got, and they refused to treat you right. I'm just trying to show y'all something, the etiquette. Some of us need some bad etiquette, big time. Big time. It goes to people talking about, I'm with you. I'm with you. Well, you know what? You can make your mouth. I had a deacon, one of my deacons I grew up on at my church, named Deacon Love Brown. And he always used to say, you can make your mouth say anything, but action speak for itself. You come out, you my friend, and you my, you know, you my country, you know, you'll do this. And you wouldn't even give me a ham sandwich if I'm hungry. Some friend you is. Huh? Wouldn't give you a cool glass of water. You was dying of thirst. But yet, see, we call him, we holler him by, that's my friend, that's my contact. Oh, brother, we need to go back and step back and look at this thing from a different angle. Y'all, the Holy Spirit has said, we need to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us, not as they done. So this etiquette thing, I try to not let that get next to me, and I'm telling y'all the same thing tonight. Those of you that will hear this video, those of you, I know y'all is in the lobby, Brother Heaven Man, you and Buddy's in the lobby. I haven't seen anybody else, but I'm quite sure somebody else might see it. But I'm telling you, don't let social media make you crazy. In other words, get you to have a bad attitude and you become temperamental and judgmental of nobody just because people are not liking everything that you do. Because most people don't even like you, let alone putting that stuff like about what you put up on Facebook. That ain't got nothing to do. Many men are not going to lose one ounce of sleep because somebody don't like this video. If I don't get nail click on it, many men still not going to lose not one ounce of sleep That's the message of the Holy Spirit, y'all. We should be more concerned about kingdom building than we are about who putting a like on what we do. Because 9 times out of 10, as y'all see for yourself, this is Bible study, the same one that you will find in any church anywhere in the United States, in the world. But nevertheless, because of the fact that I'm not adorned in a long robe with a big gold chain with a cross around my neck, and I'm not in a great big $15,000 building or whatever, a 15,000 capacity building. See, you don't get no follower that. You get those are the ones that get the big followers, the big numbers. Why? And those are the ones that get to see. Remember Jim Jones? All right. That's all the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. Remember Jim Jones. Remember that your David Koresh that went around thinking themselves and putting themselves up as equal, like they were God themselves and they were Jesus themselves. Look at those people that flocked to them. Look what happened to them. They all met a tragic death because of the why. They will put up a man where Jesus only be. Where Jesus is, no man got no business up there with Jesus. So y'all, learn this, please, if you don't learn nothing else. Do unto others. Facebook, YouTube, Gram, all the other grams. Telegram, telephone, telewoman. Whatever you want to do. Remember, you must first show yourself as friendly if you want friends. You got to first show yourself as friendly. And that, my friends, was the message that I had from the Spirit. Let everybody know. Now, if you want to bear fruit, stay out of those. Stay out of that being the temperamental. Ask the Holy Spirit to change you. Stay connected to the vine so the Spirit can change that. Stop being judgmental. Stay connected to the vine so the Spirit can change that. You can't do it now. I don't tell you can't do it, but the Spirit can. Stay connected to Jesus, and the Spirit will work on that. And then that mood swings and all that stuff will slowly drift away. As my song says, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely, what the Spirit says tonight, be in the vine and have your soul anchored in Jesus. And when all this other stuff come your way, you don't have to worry about it because God has fixed it. So all we got to do is sit down. That's my Bible study for tonight. Thank God for you all, Brother Everman Bonnie, for being in here tonight. It's my hope that I've said something that will make a difference. If you think about it and go back and check it out, I know I've said a lot in a few minutes, but nevertheless, that was thus said the Lord. And y'all, if y'all can find something to nurse on and chew on it and meditate on it, and learn to live about it, then you'll be able to sleep at night. I told everybody that listened to this should be able to sleep at night if you can go and sit down and rest and stop trying to do stuff that you can't do. Honey, none of us can do this. If any of us could do it, Jesus wouldn't have died. But because there was nobody worthy but the Lamb, he took the scroll. So you go sit down along with me. I got a chair right on both sides of me. You can, both of you can freely sit down. And we all of this rest and let us bear good fruit. But the Holy Spirit is the one that got to work with us. We can do nothing. So with that, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide these our people here for now and forevermore. Everybody say amen. Thank you, Brother Hammerman. Bonnie, thank you all for coming in tonight for a good Bible study in my belief. Until the next time, peace and good evening. I didn't know it, Bonnie. She didn't chime in. If I don't told y'all that you don't chime in, I don't know it. I'm looking at who chime in. Well, yeah, she know I ain't talking to her. People been there. What did I just get to tell you? You didn't hear nothing I said. If I didn't see her, she knows she didn't chime in. If I didn't see her, I just got to tell you that. No, if she was in there, I didn't know it.